Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Zok the Gemara at the top. We're four lines down by the two dots. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda. So if you remember the Mishnah, which was on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah said we're debating the placement of Atachon Antanu. So we had one Shita, which was the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. He says you make a separate bracha. Right? I'm sorry, the Tanakhama said in Chonin Hadas, which is the way that we do it. Then we had Rabbi Akiva say, you make a separate bracha after Atakadosh, a separate bracha for Atachon Antanu. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it behoda'a. You say it in hoda, which is in Modin. Okay? Probably around where we say Yalav Yava. Right? In the same placement. Okay? That is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So, something about Rabbi Zera Haba Rachiv Kham. Rabbi Zera was riding a donkey. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin was walking behind him. The question, what exactly Shoki means to take. What was he taking? He was taking Divrei Torah. It's not clear exactly what he was taking, but he was walking behind Rabbi Zera on his donkey. Omar Lay, so he said to him, Vada de Amrisu Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, did you say, right? Is it true that you said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, and we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer that you say Atachon Antanu in Hoda, the Yom Tov Shechalios Achar HaShabbos. In a case where you have Yontif that falls in Motzei Shabbos. So you have Motzei Shabbos is Yontif. Okay, so you don't make a regular Havdalah, you're making a special Havdalah, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, right, a special Havdalah. So is it true that you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer in that type of scenario? Omar lay in. By the way, there's a question in the Mefarshim. Who's talking to who here? Who's the one who initiated the question? It's like a big machlokas achronim, how to understand this Gemara. Who's talking to? But one of them asked the other. Omar lay in. So he said, yes, I did say that. So he asks him, halacha mechlal de pligi. If you're telling me that the halacha is like a Rabbi Eliezer, that sounds like there's a machlokas about this. So he says, yeah, isn't that true? Isn't there a machlokas below pligi? Isn't there a machlokas about it? The Rabbanan disagreed. The Rabbanan say you say Atachon Antanu, and they say you say it in a different place. So he responds, Eimar the Pligi Rabbanan Mishari Mosav Shana. Maybe the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, who says you say it in Atachon Antanu, they only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer during the regular Motzei Shabbos when you have Atachon Antanu, when you have Atachonin. However, Yom Tov Shechalios Achar Shabbos Mi Pligi. But Yom Tov that falls after Shabbos, where you don't say the bracha of Atachonin, you don't make that bracha anyway, so then maybe they don't argue with Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe they agree that you say it in Hodah. So he says, yeah, but Hapolig Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva still argues. Rabbi Akiva says, you say it, it's, you make a separate bracha. So he still argues on Yom Tov. Otu, kol ashana kula miyavdinik Rabbi Akiva. Do we follow Rabbi Akiva the rest of the year? The hashta neku venavid kavaseh. And now all of a sudden we have to make ourselves crazy and say that that we're going to go like Rabbi Akiva. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva the rest of the year. Why should we follow him on Yom Tov Shechalios Motzei Shabbos? Kol Hashana Kula Mai Tam Ed Lov Dinik Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva's Shita the whole year? Ditamne Srei Tikun Cha Srei Lo Tikun. We said this reasoning already in the Gemara because they were only misaking 18 brachos, not 19 brachos. Okay, so we have an extra one now because of Olam Alshinim. But they only were Masakit 18 brachas. So you can't add a separate bracha for Atachon Antanu. So Hachanami, you can make the same argument by Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos. Hachanami, Shev Tikun Tamne Lo Tikun. They were only Masakit 7 brachos for Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, not 8 brachos. So therefore, so just like we don't follow Rabbi Akiva the rest of the year, we're not going to follow Rabbi Akiva on Yom Tov Shechalios Achar HaShabbos as well. So Omer Lei, Lav Halacha Itmar, Elamatin Itmar. He said, no, you know what? We didn't say that the Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer on Yom Tov Shechalios Achar HaShabbos. We said Matin. Now what's Matin? Matin literally means that we're leaning towards Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rashi explains the difference is, Halacha means that we publicize, that's the Halacha. Matin means that we're leaning that way. So we don't publicize Barabin that that's the halacha. But if someone, if an individual comes to me and asks me a shayla, so that's what I'll tell them. I'll tell them that we go like Rabbi Eliezer. De'itmar, because we have the following statement. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdi mi'amar mishum Rabbeinu, halacha. So in the name of Rabbeinu, they said that we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say make havdalah in hodah on Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. Ve'amri lamatin. Some say we don't paskin v'rabim, we don't paskin in public. We just on an individual basis, that's what we'll tell people, but not in public. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Modim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Modim. Okay, what's Modim? So Rashi explains that the Modim means that they agree. Okay, that the Chachamim actually agreed to Rabbi Eliezer on Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos that you say Havdalah in Hodah. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Nirin. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says Nirin. Nirin means that not only do we not paskin like them Barabim, we don't even paskin like Rabbi Eliezer B'yachid, even if an individual asks. The only thing is that if someone already did it, if they davened Shmoneh Esrei already and they said a Havdalah in Hodah, so we don't make them go back. That's Nirin. Okay, so there's a whole machlokas here, how to approach the psak on Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. Omer Rabzeir says, Nekot de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba biyodach. You should paskin, grab onto the psak of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. He's the one who said near it. Right? That we don't really paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, we just don't make people go back if they did it that way. Why? The Diek v'gamar shmaitam impuma demara shapir. Because he really was very careful to say over the teachings from his Rebbe very well. Ki Rechava de Pumbedisa, just like Rechava from Pumbedisa. The Amar Rechava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rechava quoted in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, Har Habayis Stav Kafel Haya, that Har Habayis had a Stav Kafel. Stav is, Rashi explains, it's some sort of itzdaba, some sort of seating area. So there was a double seating area in the Har Habayis. There was a one seating area, kind of like within another seating area. So it was like a double seating area, and that's what he said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi explains the reason why he was so medaktik here, that we're proving from Rechav of Pumbedisa that he was so medaktik. The proof that he was so medaktik was because Rabbi, really in general, this in the Mishnah and Gemara, this is referred to as an itztaba. But Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said the Lashon of Stav. So when Rechava said over this teaching in the name of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, he was careful to say it over in the exact same Nusach, the exact same Lashon that his Rebbe used, namely Stav, even though in general the word itztaba is used and not the word Stav. Amar Rav Yosef, Zakti Gemara Vaita, Rav Yosef says, Ana lo hayedana, velo hayedana. He says, I don't know this and I don't know that. Meaning, I don't think Nirin, I don't think Modim, I don't think Matin. All those different opinions of how we approach the Pesach of Rabbi Eliezer, I don't agree with any of them. Ela mid Rabu Shmuel Yadana, I only know Rav and Shmuel. The Takinu Lon Marginisa Bebava. They were masaking a pearl, a jewel for us in Bavel. What was that pearl that they were masaking for us in Bavel? They were masaking Vatodienu. And this is what we say, this is how we paskin. We paskin like this, Mar Ganisa Bibavel. And they were masakin the following tefillah as Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, that is Yantiv. Atodiyenu Hashem Elokeinu v'smishpatei tzidkecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should inform us about all your righteous statutes with Batalamdin lasos chukei ritzonecha, and teach us how to follow the rules of your will. Atanchilenu zimane sasam v'chagi nedava, and you should give us times of rejoicing and holidays of giving. V'atorishenu kiddusha Shabbos suchvod moed v'chagigas harega. We don't have this nusach. The Gra takes out. He says the Rambam didn't have it. We don't have it either. But you should give us as a Yerusha the holiness of Shabbos and the honor of Yom Tov and the rejoicing of the regalim. Pein kiddusha Shabbos and kiddusha Yom Tov. If doubt you distinguish between the kiddusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Es yom hashvi'i sheshes mi'amasa kiddashta. And you sanctify the seventh day from all of the 6 days of creation. You've also separated and been mekadesh, Klal Yisrael, with your holiness, Vatitan Lanu, etc. And then you proceed with Vatitan Lanu, which is the next bracha in Shmona Esrei. That's what we do. That's how we paskin, and that's the Havdalah that we say. Zog Tehele Gemishna Vayter. Ha'omer Al Kan Sipor Yagiu Rachamecha. So if a person says in his tefillah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim should it's like they're putting in extra tachanunim, extra tfilos, and they say that you're so merciful that even on a kantzipur, even on a bird's nest, even on a bird, you were merciful, and that's why you have the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, that you send away the mother bird. Yaltov yizacher shimcha, or if you say in your tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be mentioned on good things, or you say modim modim, or you say a double modim. In all three of those cases, mishatkinosa, they shush the guy. Right? Meaning that's not, that you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say those things. You're not supposed to daven that way. Okay? So says the Gemara, Zakti Gemara, Bishlama modim modim mishatkinosa, Bishum dimechsek kishtei rishuyos. I understand shushing the guy if he says double modim, because it looks like he's davening to two gods. Right? You gotta say modim once. And if a guy is saying that your name should be mentioned on good, that implies that we only bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good and not for bad. But we know that's not true, because we have to give a bracha to Hashem for the bad just like we give him a bracha for the good. Right? That's why we say Tziduk Hadin. Ella, Al, Kansipur Yagir Rachamecha Mai Taimo. But what's so bad about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim on the Kansipur? What's so bad about that? Pligi Batrei Amorai B'Marav. So two Amoraim and a Machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Barovin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chad Amar, Mipnei Shematil Kino B'Masa B'Reishis. So one said, because you're causing jealousy. Because why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. He doesn't have that mitzvah when it comes to other animals and other habitats. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be matil kina in Mas Abrashis, and that's why we don't want to say that thing specifically. The Chad Omar, and the other opinion says, Mipnei she'osa midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim, because we're attributing the mitzvos to mercy, we're attributing the mitzvos to rachamim, ve'einon ela gzeiros. But in reality, the mitzvos are gzeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. We don't follow the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein because it's such a merciful mitzvah. We follow it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer that we should do this mitzvah. All the mitzvahs in the Torah, we follow them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, not because we believe that, oh, it's such a merciful mitzvah, such a beautiful mitzvah, that's why we do it. No, we do it because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. That's why he didn't want people saying this in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Weiter. How do Nachis Kamei de Rabba? So there was a certain person who went down to be a shliach tzibur in the base in front of Rabba. V'yomar atachas al katzibur atachus v'rachim aleinu. So he said, just like you have mercy on a katzibur, right? Just like you have mercy on birds, you should have mercy on us as well. Omar Rabba. So Rabba said, kama yoda haitzurba mirabonu l'ratzuyin l'mare. He says, wow, look at this beautiful shliach tzibur. He knows how to daven so beautifully, all this nice imagery. Amar le'Abayis, Abayis said to Rabba, v'amashatkino sotanan. The Mishnah says you shush the guy. The Mishnah says you throw him off the oven. Not that you're mishabeach him for his beautiful tfilos. The Rabba Nami, so the Gemara says, yeah, Abayi didn't realize. The Rabba Nami l'chedude la'Abayi hu deboy. Rabba was testing Abayi. Rabba was really testing Abayi to see if he remembered the Mishnah. So he said, oh, nice tefillah. And he wanted to see what Abayi's reaction would be. And Abayi, Baruch Hashem, responded appropriately. Weiter. So this guy got down to be shliach tzibur in front of Rabbi Chanina. Amari said, "Hakel agadol agibur ve'anora ve'ha'adi ve'ha'azus ve'ha'iroi ve'achasak ha'amitz ve'avada ve'anichbar." He said all these different praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I mean, a million different praises of Hashem. Himtin lo adesiyim. So Rabbi Chanina waited till the guy finished. He see him once he finished. Amar lei. So he said to him, "Simtinu lekulo shivchei demarach." So he says, have you finished all the praises of Hashem? Have you exhausted all the praises of Hashem? Lama li kulei hai, what do you need all these for? Anan hane tlas de amrinon. The three that we say, namely, hakel agodol agibor ve'anora, ilav de amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu be'oraisa, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said those in the Torah, v'yosu anshe knes agdola v'taknino b'tfila, and the anshe knes agdola came along and established them as part of tfila, we would not be able to say even those three. Ve'at amrat kulei hai, ve'azlis, and you went on and said all these different praises, right? You can't possibly contain the praises of Hashem in our finite words. We only say these three because that's what Moshe said, and that's what the Anshe Knesset Hagadol established. Moshe l'melech basar v'adam shayu lo elef alofim dinrei zahav. The marshal is to a human king who had thousands and thousands of gold pieces in his treasury. So they praised him. Oh, you have so much silver. Oh, you have so much silver. You have so much gold. Why are you limiting the praise to silver? Follow Gnaihulo. So therefore it's degrading to that king. Zogti Gemara Vayter. V'yomar Rabbi Chanina. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem, except for yira shamayim. Rashi explains this means all the physical things in life. Whether I'm short, whether I'm tall, whether I'm smart, whether I'm dumb, whether I'm good-looking, bad-looking, whether I'm good at basketball, bad at basketball. All these things are from the Ribono Shel Olam. Except for yira shamayim. If a person wants to be a tzaddik or rasha, that's in his own hands. Shenem as the pasuk says, V'yatu Yisrael ma'ashem elokecha shomayimach. What is it now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of you, Klal Yisrael, Ki'im Le'yira? He's only asking that you fear Him. Frakti Gemara, the famous Gemara, Otu Yira Shamayim Milzazutra Sahi. Is Yira Shamayim such a small thing? Ki'im Le'yira. Just Yira Shamayim, it's such a small thing that Hashem asks of us. V'ham Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Gnozov, Ela Otsa Shel Yira Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Yira Shamayim in His treasury. It's not a small thing, it's a big thing. Shenam, as the pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, he otzara. Yiras Hashem is the otzar. That is the otzar of Hashem. That's all he stocks up on. So answers the Gemara in yes. Legabe Moshe milsa zutra sahi. Legabe Moshe, it's a small matter. Damar Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina said, Moshe la adam shemavakshim menu kli gadol v'yeshlo. Moshe is to a person they're asking of him a big jar, a big kli. He has it. Doma love ki kli katan. So if you have it, it's not such a big deal. It's not such a big deal because I have it right here. However, katan ve'ein lo. But if they're asking of you even a small kli, but you don't have it, doma love ki kli gadol. Then it's like a big thing because I don't have it. So it doesn't matter if it's big or small. The Maharsha is a beautiful. And many mefarshim discuss this gemara. Bali Musar Sfarim discuss this gemara. The Maharsha explains that really what we're talking about here is yira. There's two types of yira. There's yira that I'm scared, yira sa'onesh, and then there's yira sa'romamos, there's yira sichli, there's intellectual yira that I'm in awe because of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what the Gemara is saying here is that it's true, yira is milsas jorchasa, legabe Moshe, meaning that we as Klal Yisrael were in awe of Moshe Rabbeinu. So since we were in awe of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're able to translate that awe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we have a model of what something awesome is, right? And then the Maharsha explains the Mashal. Also, you'll check out the Maharsha. He explains exactly what the Kli Gadol and the Kli Katan are. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara. Modi Mishatkinosa. Omer Rabbi Zeira. Kol Omer Shema Shema Ke Omer Modim Dami. If a person says Shema twice, it's as if he said Modim. Okay, so meaning you can't do it, right? We shut you up. Meisivei Frekting Marakasha Koriya Shema V'Kofla Harez De Meguna. If a person says Shema and then doubles it up, it's not good. Meguna, it's not good. So frankly, Gemara, Meguna hu dehave. Shnuki la mushatkinun lay. All it says is that it's Meguna. It says it's not good. It doesn't mean that you shut the guy up. It doesn't mean that you shush him. Lo kashas. The Gemara says, no, it's not a stira. Ha de amar milsa v'tanila. Ha de amar psuka v'tanila. No, what is talking about where you said each word? You repeated each word and you repeated each word again. If you repeat each word, so that's meguna. That's not good. That's not a good way to do it. But we're not going to shut you up because it's not like you're accepting malchus shamayim from two different people, from two different deities. However, if you repeat the whole pasuk, if you say Shema Yisrael the whole pasuk and then you repeat the pasuk, that looks like you're accepting kabbalas malchus from two different deities, and therefore chas v'shalom that we shush you for. This is Givaldic. Maybe originally the guy didn't have kavana, so he said Shema Yisrael the whole pasuk. He didn't have kavana, so now he's saying it again. So he responded to him, Chavrusa klape Shmaya miika. What is that? Kadosh Baruch Hu, your friend? Is he your friend that you're not like you're spacing out while you're talking to him? If the guy doesn't have kavana, you whack him over the head with a hammer until he has kavana. Right? What is this? He's not your Kadosh Baruch Hu, not your friend. You don't have kavana. Yeah.
It says Hashem, so how could it be from two different people? It's clearly from her.